DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
We often think that purpose equals light, yet we forget that there is some shadows that also come with our calling. I want to introduce the idea that leaders can still be in their purpose, still be leaders, still be mobilizing, still have the tools and the resources to do and be and lead and gather and do all the things that their purpose and their calling and is asking of them to do. Even if it's rooted in hate, rooted in fear, and rooted in division. Last week we witnessed, he's not a political leader, but he was a great, he had a great following. I don't want to say he was a great leader. He had a great following. Charlie Kirk. He is an example of what the shadow side of purpose looks like. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm not hating on him. I'm not dissing him. I don't know the man. I know who he is in the public eye. So we're going to look at the shadow of purpose when it becomes destructive because of the lack of integration. Last week, we also talked about here on this show the reasons why integrating our shadow and our light is needed. Because for whatever our soul's calling is, we're going to be on this journey of always refining it, always coming into, well, what is the highest form of expression of one, myself, and of my calling, of what I had called to do. He had a huge platform. He was able to reach so many college students, so many people, so quickly. Yet his messages were very hateful, were very distasteful, and utilized religion and his faith as the decoy to hate. That's not what I was taught about Jesus, but that's neither here nor there. So what does the shadow and the light sides of being a leader, being in your purpose, more so being a leader look like? So here's a few examples. The light side of leadership is when you're leading with empathy. You understand people because we all meet at this common place of pain. The dark side is leading with control and shame, and wanting to see more separation in communities, in your communities, in the world, than you want to see integration. The light side of leadership is being empowering and intentional about your words and your actions. The dark side is leading with hypocrisy and neglect in taking responsibility for mismanaged information and things that aren't necessarily true, right? You're only getting one side, and that's your perspective. The light side is purposeful action. The dark side is leading from your ego. The light side is believing in inclusivity, and the dark side of that is leading from your bias and preaching exclusivity. Not only as leaders do we want to be mindful of our own integration of self, our own integration of how we lead, but we also want to look at who are the leaders that I am following. What am I learning from them? Are these people that align with my values, that align with what I believe? give or take, right? Because we're still humans and we all have our opinions and our thoughts and our own history of things. But what kind of leaders are we following? What kind of leaders do we want? And then ask yourself two questions. Where in my own life might I be settling into a shadow version of my calling, of my purpose, which is rooted in fear, ego, or survival? And then ask yourself, what kind of leader do I want to be? Because truth be told, I want a leader that's transparent. I want a leader that if they mess up, they know how to apologize. I want a leader that sees the rights and the needs of all people, that want all people to have quality care and access to health and to the services that they need. I want a leader that believes in gun control. I want a leader that believes in the historical truth of BIPOC people and how do we move forward as a whole, as a nation. And it's not just here in America. There are leaders all over the world that are having the veil pulled off of them. So as we journey through really defining our purpose, because our purpose is always going to be at the core. We all have one. It's who we are and how we show up that aligns with that. Ask yourself, what kind of leader do I want to be? And be intentional about showing up as that person. I love you all for free. Beautiful souls, the time has come. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Release and Rise is officially here. Yes, this is a sacred 6-week coaching experience designed for women who are healers, helpers, visionaries, creatives, entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs who are tired of dimming their light, ready to tap into their fullest potential, and ready to rise into the fullness of their calling, utilizing and revitalizing those gifts so that they can approach their work in a brand new way. In this space, we don't just talk about transformation, we actually embody it. We honor both the release and the rise, the breaking open and the becoming of your wholeness. Because transformation isn't always pretty and it's definitely not easy, but when it's held in sacred community, it becomes so powerful beyond whatever it could ever be measured up against. But what makes Release and Rise different? Since it's not just this fun little thing that I came up with, it's not just all spiritual, it's not all woo-woo, it is evidence-based. Yes, your girl is smart. We have weaved in the trans-theoretical model of behavior change to support you throughout actual, real, and authentic, lasting transformation. And as we move deeper into this new earth and the way things are being done and the new ways of doing, we are being called to return to the sacred truth of our divine being and those gifts that we have been given. The portal is open now. Like it's open now. It's going to be good. It's going to be juicy. It's going to be exciting. It's going to make you touch some depths. If this is what you are needing, if you're sensing it, if you're feeling it, if your soul is calling you to it, we begin on October 1st. You have been waiting for a sign, and I believe this is it. I believe this is your sign. Don't walk, run, go to the show notes, and go ahead and click on that link so that you can go ahead and step inside. I will see you on October 1st. I want to take a moment to invite you into the Soul Tribe. It is a monthly membership designed to nourish your mind, body, and soul work. We gather three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Zoom for yoga, meditation, breathwork, and Dharma talks. These intentional practices are here to ground your energy, awaken your creativity, and keep you aligned with your soul's purpose. But why the Soul Tribe? Because you deserve a space that fills you back up before the world asks you of anything from you. If you're a mom, you understand this wholeheartedly. If you're a wife, you understand this. You need space for you, mi amor. Imagine starting your mornings in community, in clarity, and love, anchored in practices that carry you through the week. So we begin September 15th, and right now you can join as a founding member for just $99 a month, and you hold on to that pricing forever. I see a great vision for this Soul Tribe. You come in as a founding member and hold on to that $99 a month membership price for a lifetime. After December 1st, the regular investment is $222. This is your invitation to step into a rhythm of devotion, of growth, and a beautiful and sacred community. Secure your spot today. Check the show notes for the link. I love you all for free. I will see you in the Soul Tribe.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.